Greetings, friends. As you will recall, I have been saying that the second abomination of desolation began with Antiochus Epiphanes and ended with Titus. One thing to notice in regards to Antiochus Epiphanes is that he did not destroy the temple. Antiochus Epiphanes did not destroy the temple. This is important to remember because all three abominations of desolation will have three things in common. Number one, the temple is destroyed. Number two, the city of Jerusalem is destroyed. And number three, the people of Judea are destroyed. All three abominations of desolation will have those three things in common. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first temple, which was Solomon's temple. He also destroyed the city of Jerusalem and destroyed many of the Jews. Antiochus desecrated or polluted the second temple, which was rebuilt by Ezra and Nehemiah, but he did not destroy the temple. Now, he did destroy the city of Jerusalem, and he did destroy many of the Jews, but he did not destroy the temple. And all three abominations of desolation will have three things in common. The temple will be destroyed, the city of Jerusalem will be destroyed, and the people of Judea will be destroyed. Antiochus Epiphanes did not destroy the Jerusalem temple. He did pollute it and desecrate it, but he did not destroy it. So who did destroy the second temple? The answer is Titus Vespasian. Titus destroyed the second temple, which at the time when he destroyed it was known as Herod's temple. So Titus destroyed the second temple in 70 AD. This temple again was built by Ezra and Nehemiah, but then Herod expanded it so it became known as Herod's temple, and this was the second temple. Solomon's temple was the first one. Ezra slash Nehemiah's slash Herod's was the second temple. Titus Vespasian destroyed this second temple in 70 AD. Now, what is an absolutely astounding but very little known fact is that the first and second temples were destroyed on the exact same day, 650 years apart. Now, how likely is that? The two temples can be destroyed on the same exact day, 656 years apart. The likelihood of that occurring is about 1 in 3 billion, according to statisticians. But that is exactly what happened. The first temple destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and the second temple destroyed by Titus were destroyed on the same exact day, 656 years apart. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first temple in 586 BC on the 9th of Ab, that's A-B, or in some places you will see it spelled A-V. So it can either be A-B, as in A-B-C, like the ABCs of the Bible, or it can be A-V. But it occurred on the 9th of Ab, which is in late July, early August. Titus destroyed the second temple in 70 AD on the 9th of Ab. Again, the likelihood of that is 1 in 3 billion. Obviously, God's hand was in this. God's stamp is obviously on this abomination of desolation. The fact that the temple is destroyed, the city of Jerusalem is destroyed, and the people of Judea are destroyed. Again, I state, the second abomination of desolation began with Antiochus and ended with Titus. Now you have a very good question if you're asking what I think you're asking, which is, has anything like this ever happened before, where one prophecy was fulfilled by two or more entities many years apart? Because if it's true that the second abomination of desolation, and by the way, as I've explained in previous programs, there is really only one abomination of desolation. But there are two others that occurred prior to the real abomination of desolation, these two others occurred prior to it that are a type of the abomination of desolation. The other two are just types. So this abomination of desolation, the one that I'm calling the second one, it started with Antiochus and it ended with Titus. When Antiochus desecrated and polluted the temple, that was in 167 BC. When Titus destroyed the temple, that was in 70 AD. That's many years apart. So a fair question. Has anything like this ever happened before, where one prophecy was fulfilled by two or more different entities many years apart? Well, obviously, I wouldn't be teaching this on the ABCs of the Bible if I could not substantiate it with the Bible. So, we're going to go to the Bible to prove that the answer is yes. Yes, something like this has happened before, where one prophecy was fulfilled by two or more different entities many years apart. Now, where is this found? It is found in Ezekiel, the 26th chapter. That's in the book of Ezekiel, in the 26th chapter, and it is a prophecy concerning the city of Tyre. So let's turn over to Ezekiel, the 26th chapter, and we're going to read verses 3 through 5. This is Ezekiel chapter 26 and verses 3 through 5. So the Lord God says this, "Behold, I am against you, O Tyre, and will cause many nations to come up against you." Keep that in mind. "I will cause many nations to come up against you, just as the sea causes its waves to come up." Now you know from the recent tsunami that swept parts of Asia that the sea can really come up like a big wave and overtake everything in its path. This is what God is saying. "I will cause many nations to come up against you, as the sea causes its waves to come up. And they shall destroy the walls of Tyre and break down her towers." Now notice this next part. "I will also scrape her dust from her and make her like a shining rock." So far we have three things. God says that he's going to cause many nations to come against Tyre. That's number one. Number two, he says that the walls are going to be broken down and the towers. And then number three, he says that he will scrape the dust from her and make her like a shining rock. In other words, the city is going to be so flattened that it's going to be like a shining polished rock. And now number four, "It shall be a spreading place of nets in the middle of the sea." That is a key part of this verse. It says, "It shall be a spreading place of nets in the middle of the sea. For I have spoken, says the Lord God, and it shall become a spoil to the nations." Now the details of this are found in verses 7 through 14. So let's read this. "The city of Tyre in the country of Syria was taken by Nebuchadnezzar after an arduous siege of 13 years. This 13-year siege lasted from 585 to 572 BC. We see in Ezekiel chapter 26, verses 7 through 11, where it says this, "Thus says the Lord God, I will bring Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, on Tyre with horses and chariots and many people." Skipping down to verse 11, "With the hoofs of his horses he shall trample all your streets. He shall kill your people by the sword, and the pillars of your strength shall go down to the ground." That is a perfect fulfillment where God said that he was going to tear down these towers. And this is the first nation that came against them. Now the scene is varied by the use of the word "they" in verse 12. It's going to shift from Nebuchadnezzar, and it's going to start using the word "they" in verse 12. And the word "they" refers to Alexander the Great's army, which came against Tyre in 332 BC, when they destroyed the new city of Tyre that had been built on an island in the Mediterranean subsequent to Nebuchadnezzar's assault. So first, Nebuchadnezzar came against the city of Tyre on the mainland and destroyed it, but then it was rebuilt by other people on an island. It was on an island in the Mediterranean. So now notice what it says in Ezekiel chapter 26 and verse 12. They shall lay your stones and your timber and your dust in the midst of the water. They're going to take the rocks from this destroyed city on the mainland. They're actually going to put these rocks, the stones and the timber, and your dust, the dust from the city. Alexander, an ingenious builder and an ingenious warrior, actually took the stones and the timber and the waste materials from the desolated city of Tyre on the mainland and put it in the water and built a land bridge to get to the new city of Tyre that had been built in the Mediterranean. And it says, and they shall break down your walls and destroy your desirable houses, and they shall plunder your riches and make a prey of your merchandise. So he built this land bridge, then went over and destroyed that city. And this land bridge was about 200 feet wide and a half mile long. Amazing feat and an amazing fulfillment of that prophecy. Now, from 314 BC, because Alexander's army destroyed it in 332 BC, but from 314 BC, Tyre was restored and sacked numerous other times by many other nations until its final destruction by Muslims in 1291 AD. And this was at the end of the Crusades. So listen to what it says in Ezekiel chapter 26 and verses 13 through 14. And I will cause the noise of your songs to cease, and the sound of your harp shall be heard no more. And I will make you like a shining rock. You shall be a place to spread nets on. You shall be built no more, for I, Yahweh, have spoken. God spoke it, God brought it to pass. So just like the process of utterly destroying Tyre spanned 1,876 years, beginning in 585 BC at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar and continuing in 332 BC at the hands of Alexander and then ending in 1291 AD at the hands of Muslims, in like manner, the second abomination of desolation spanned 235 years, beginning in 165 BC at the hands of Antiochus and ending in 70 AD at the hands of Titus. So we have a biblical example of a prophecy being fulfilled by two or more individuals over a long period of time. My statement is that the second abomination of desolation began with Antiochus Epiphanes and ended with Titus. In our next program, now we're going to go on to find out more about how Titus fulfills the second half of the second abomination of desolation.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.